Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly flavored. Are you speaking words of destiny in your life? Are you cutting off the heads of the giants that have been in your way? You know, in these arenas, in the times that we're in right now, boldness is essential. I said boldness is essential. It's no time to pet evil. It's no time to be the woes of his meesies. It's time to stand up and fight, not lay down and hide. It is time. You know, and you got to remember, because we have been called to battle. And there's a battle going on. There's a battle in the area of sickness and disease. There's a battle in the area of fear. There's a battle in the area of finances. There's a battle going on. And we must fight this. You don't lay down. So many people are going, I'm waiting on the Lord. And the Lord's going, I'm waiting on you. Get off your blessed assurance and do something. Quit crying out to me. I gave you everything. Don't you know who you are yet? So in this battle that you and I are in, it's a constant battle. Listen, you're going to battle till you die. First good thing is that you die to yourself. Then you don't take the battle personally. Everybody's battling. You're not the only one. Why, it's only me. Oh, you're the only one in the whole United States and globally that's battling. That's right. Who told you that? So in this battle that we're in, God is, we've already inherited what three things? Anybody remember? Power, dominion, and what else? Authority. It's already been given to us. That's your inheritance. It's amazing how many people put it on the shelf and collect dust. And they sit there and let the devil beat the bejeebies out of them. In fact, the devil just stands there and gives him the baseball bat and says this, and the dude goes, poof. Go ahead, do this, poof. You know, we're supposed to be breaking out, not breaking our own head. So in this battle that you and I are in, you know, the Bible says we don't fight flesh and blood, right? But principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places. That means your fight is in the unseen realm. And it's our responsibility to make what is unseen to become what? Seen. So if you're not making what is unseen to become seen, you're always going to go in the cycle. You'll always get caught up in that cycle until you finally come to a conclusion and understand that you're not fighting people, you're fighting spirits. And in this fighting spirits, it's unfortunate that so many people are willing the spirits to use them. This is where we need to have holy anger. Don't let no devil use you. He used us enough out there when we were in the world. Why do we keep allowing them to use us now? We shouldn't. That's where we got a battle. So that the devil stops using us. So he stops burning us. We should hate evil. The number one thing in our life besides your love for Christ. Because the more you love him, the more you hate evil. So you know what? If you don't hate evil, you really don't love them. You must hate evil and everything associated with it. Lying and deception. Perversion. And all the other things. If you say you love God, but don't hate evil, you don't love God. So there's a battle right now going on, and it's going to continue until we get out of here. Just turn to Psalm 149. Psalm 149. Let's read this together. Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. And his praise in the assembly of the saints. Are you the saints? Let true ministries rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp at your hands now. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the what? Humble with what? Salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory and let them sing aloud on their beds. Well, praise God, you're out of bed, so you sing even louder. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, not in their CDs. Hello. You know, a lot of people love to listen to stuff, but they're not willing to sing it. Are you listening? Yeah, they want to listen to it, but they're not willing to sing it. He says, let the high praises of God be where? In your mouth, not just your ears. And a two-edged sword in their hand. And what is this for? To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute on them the what? Written judgment. This honor have all of his saints. Praise the Lord. Now what has been granted to you? Power, authority, and dominion, right? But it says right here, as you lift up the high praises, you have the sword in your hand, you're to execute the written judgments. You're the what? Execute judgments. This honor have all the saints. Executing judgments is an honor from God. Why? Because you have inherited power, dominion, and authority. What's it for? Get on a shelf? No, it's to execute what? Judgments. Does everybody got that? It's to execute what? Judgments. That's for me and you. God isn't going to execute the judgments. We are. We are the body now. He is the head. You know how he executes judgments in this realm? Through his body. It is spoken. It is spoken. It is spoken. God speaks through his prophets. He speaks through his body. He speaks through his church. He calls those things that are not as though they are. He speaks judgments upon people. He speaks judgments upon nations, upon lands. He speaks judgments. Now, everybody so many times thinks that, oh, that's a terrible thing. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, it's better to be under the judgment of God than his wrath. So he always releases judgments before his wrath. This honor have the saints. No one else on this planet has a right to execute judgments but the offsprings of Christ. No one. Has everybody got this? No one has any right to execute judgments of God except for the offsprings of Christ, and that's through his body. Do you remember when Elijah was calling down fire? Remember Baal and all of his prophets? What did they do? They cut themselves? Remember, he said, make an altar, and who are you going to serve today? And the prophets of Baal cut themselves. Nothing happened. No fire came down, no nothing. What was Elijah doing? Executing judgment, wasn't he? So he said, man, throw a few 55-gallon drums of water on there, fill the thing up, put the offering on there. We'll see what God, who really God is. And he called fire down and it sucked up the whole thing. And he went and killed 400 prophets of Baal. He was executing judgment. So everybody got it. See, you have been called to battle and your purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. And people don't take that serious. They don't take it serious. They're so caught up in themselves. My life. They're so caught up. People are so caught up in themselves. They're not executing judgments because they're too caught up in survival instead of surrender. Come on, let's get real. It's time to be bold, to stand up and stand strong. Get your eyes off yourself and start getting them on Him. And start fulfilling what you have been called and your purpose and your destiny. You know, if people would stand up more, there'd be more souls rescued. There's so much ministry in the body because of people not willing to do what God has asked them to do. We spend more time ministering to the body of Christ instead of going out and rescuing souls. Because they're not executing judgments. Psalm 19. Praise you, Lord. In verse 7, Psalm 19 and verse 7. Let's read this together. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are what? True and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is what? Warned. We are warned. And in keeping them there is what? Great reward. Judgments are true and righteous. Judgments are not always condemning. Judgments are also rewarding. But remember, judgments are associated with truth and righteousness. It's also associated sometimes with correction, isn't it? Correction or rescue. It can bring disaster, and it can bring reward. Judgments of God. But it's your responsibility and mine to execute judgments. Does everybody got this? Not roll over and play dead. Come on. We're not to roll over and play dead. This isn't possum time. This is kingdom business. You know what usually happens to the possums that roll over and play dead? They get run over. You see them all over Florida. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, executing judgments. Verse 1, now this is the commandment and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may what? Observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you and your son, and your grandson in all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O true ministries, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with what? Milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be a frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. It shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt or bondage, from the house of bondage. Now he's saying, listen, these are areas, you know, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. I said it's laid up for the wealth of the righteous. It doesn't come to you. It's laid up. That means you got to go get it. Verse 13. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall take oaths in his name. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are all around you. For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies, his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has what? Spoken. How many of y'all want to cast out the enemies in front of you? Remember we talked about the giants, getting them out of the way. That's executing judgment. That's executing judgment. You know, when you bind a demon, that's executing judgment. I'm telling you, we got to start getting bolder in this area and start spiritually fighting. There is a fight. And if you're not in a battle, you become a casualty. A fight. Deuteronomy 26. Executing judgments. This honor have the saints. It's an honor. Deuteronomy 26. In verse 16. This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and judgments. Therefore you shall be careful to observe them with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Today you have proclaimed the Lord to be your God, that you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes and commandments and his judgments, and that you will obey his voice. Also today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his what? Special people. Just as he promised you that you should keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made in praise, in name, and in honor, that you may be what? Holy to the Lord your God, just as he has what? Spoken. We are to be what? Holy. Holy. So we're to keep these judgments. We are to execute them. It is an honor to kick butt on the enemy. It's an honor. Should be a hobby. Believe me, you don't have to chase demons. They're trying to chase you. Just turn around and cut a head off. They're all over the place. 2 Samuel 22. So in this, the Lord is saying, listen, you are above. You are the head, not the tail. We are a holy people. This holy nation now is known as the kingdom of God. 2 Samuel 22. 2 Samuel 22. Verse 21. Would you read it with me? The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness and according to the what? Cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me. For I've kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were what? Before me. So what is he saying? Because you've executed my judgments, he rewards. And as for a statute that did not depart from them, I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness and according to the cleanness in his eyes. See, darkness is dirty. And when we begin to compromise, when we begin not to execute judgments, it's because we're beginning not even to realize that evil is beginning to creep up on us. And the next thing you know, you're petting evil and don't even know it. You're agreeing with someone. You're at work and somebody says something that ain't right and you laugh with them. Come on. That's called petting evil. Instead of rebuking or exposing or walking away. See, we're either promoters of truth and light, executing judgments, or promoters of darkness. There is no in between, one or the other. It's amazing in how many people who have been filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit, who were promoters of light, executing judgments, stopped executing judgments. See, when you stop, the devil steps in. Are you listening? See, when you stop executing the judgments of the Lord that He's given you, His written word, His truth, His righteousness, the enemy begins to creep in. He waits for you to stop to worship. He waits for you to lay down that sword. He waits for you because He knows that you've lost focus. He knows that you don't know He's there. He knows. And He begins bit by bit. Seed. He gets closer. And then He bites. And then He leaves a venom in you. And the next thing you know, you're struggling. And you're struggling in an area. See, it's not always physical. It's tormenting. When there is torment there, you've been bit. Are you with me? Now you've got to execute judgment. I execute judgment as much as every single day, all the time, as much as I can. When things begin to come up, you got to pull out the sword. Thank God I got a Holy Ghost bazooka now. You got to start cutting off heads, because if you don't cut the head off, it will bite you. Many people start off right, and they get lazy and complacent. They begin to lean on their own understanding. They begin to sway. Listen, the whole world is under the sway of the enemy. It's amazing how he loves attacking us when he's sleeping. What a wimp. It's like a mosquito in your room. You know, while you're sleeping, you wake up, you got all these lumps all over from that one stinking mosquito. Ooh, I hate that. Man, I wake up the whole house if there's one mosquito in my room. They hear beating and pounding. Listen, it's either me or that. I can hear a mosquito from 20 yards away. Bzz, hey. And if I'm the only one in a room, I must be filet mignon for them. I don't know. I'm the one that gets eaten. So I know I've got to be a first striker. So I've got to execute judgment before it bites me. Or I look like a cyclops or something. 1 Kings chapter 6. See, if they just bit me in the right places, I could look like Popeye. Man, you've been working out. No, I got bit by 6 mosquitoes. Man, you didn't execute judgment. No, man, I was sleeping. How many believers are still sleeping? Hmm? 1 Kings chapter 6. Executing judgments. 1 Kings 6, verse 11. Then the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this temple which you are building, if you walk in my statutes and what? Execute my judgments, keep all my commandments, and walk in them, then I will perform my what? Word with you. Wow. Which I spoke to your father David. So here's an area. You're wanting God to perform his word, but you're not willing to execute judgments. If you do this, I'll do that. That's how he operates. Draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Come out from among them, I'll be with you. Grab hold of me, I'll grab hold of you. In this, he's saying, when you start executing judgments, I'll fulfill my word. People are always wanting God to fulfill his word, but they're not willing to pay the price. They're not willing to execute the judgments. They're not willing to remove the evil. They're not willing to sever themselves. They just want David to do it all. He did it all. But he's given it to you. He paid the price that you and I can access every weapon. We got a whole arsenal. Everything has been predestined and prepared for us. We just got to walk in it. But if you're too busy looking at you and woe is me, you can't get in. Until you start executing judgments. 1 Chronicles 22. And verse 12. And let's start with 11. Now, my son, may the Lord be with you, and may you prosper and build the house of the Lord your God, as he has said to you. Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will what? Prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and what? Judgments with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of what? Good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Execute the judgments of the Lord. Has everybody got it? How many of y'all want to prosper? We got to be an executor. Hosea 6. Hallelujah. Executing the judgments. You become the Terminator. Hello, I'm the Terminator. I'll be back to finish what was started. Hosea 6, verse 4. That's reverse. A Terminator can go in any direction. What is behind me does not matter. Oh, Ephraim, what shall I do to you? Oh, Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew, it goes away. Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my what? So did he execute judgments? Yes. By the what? Words of his mouth. And your judgments are like what? Light that goes forth from where? His mouth. See, his judgments are like light. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. So his judgments are like what? Light. Go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. So severing emotional attachments, executing judgments. Yeah. You're executing judgments. Severing emotional attachments of people, places, and things. And commanding emotional attachment, that emotional attachment spirit, out. You are executing judgments of God. Why? Because you're using your inheritance, power, dominion, and authority. Psalm 119. Is everybody there? Verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Is that executing judgments? With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I rejoice in the way of your testimonies as much as all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. Declared. He declared the judgments of God. 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You know, we've been talking about removing the giants in our way, getting free, breaking out. Well, you know, you got to come out bold. You got to come out bold. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Is everybody there? Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, in other words, we live in a natural realm, we do not war according to the natural realm. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, and pulling down strongholds, which are memory lies. Casting down arguments. Hello. Is casting down arguments executing judgments? Yes. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to what? Punish. Is that executing judgments? Yeah. And ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is what? Fulfilled. So casting down these thoughts, it's amazing how many people, man, I'm struggling. Well, what are you doing? Agreeing with the thought? Why do you keep allowing it to manipulate you? Cast it down. Execute judgments. Use your inheritance. Quit going to the phone. Hit the throne. Pull out the sword. Cut some heads off. Oh, me. Cut your own head off. Hello? You know, after you've been a believer for 6 months, you should be doing this stuff. Actually, if you've come here, you should be doing it in 2 months. Punishment. Punish those things, man. Kick butt. Quit letting the devil push you around. Execute those judgments. Ephesians 5. Cast them down, cast them out. Do the Holy Ghost shuffle on them. I don't care. But get rid of them. Ephesians chapter 5. That's why people go backwards instead of forwards. You know, if you let the enemy in one place, he's going to flood you. He'll flood you. He's no respecter of person. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. Give him a spot. Make no place for the devil. Give him one little inch. And he starts flooding. And the next thing you know, now listen, he can only attack you from your past. He can't attack you from the future. He can only attack you from your past. So he attacks you from your past memories. That's why we create new ones. So the things he's attacking you on in the memories of your past, you must execute judgment and get rid of them and create a new one. And you replace the old one with a new one. Or you're going to end up going, woes is me. And you're going to go backwards instead of forward. Because you've not executed the judgments of God. You'll be walking in fear. You'll go in circles. You won't know what to do. You'll walk in confusion. You'll become a man pleaser instead of a God pleaser. You'll get in survival mode. You'll be anxious. And you'll blame everybody else for your stuff. Hello? Why? Because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Execute judgment. Use your inheritance. This is an honor for all the saints. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 7. Is everybody there? Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with what? Unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose it, man. And then terminate it. Expose it. Don't cover it up. Don't paint it. And don't make an excuse for it. Expose it. And execute. Does everybody got it? Man, when I see a snake manifest around my house, man, I start binding that thing. I don't want to lose sight of it. I yell out, Lord, hold it till I get a knife. Hold it, I bind you, vermin, in the name of Jesus. If I'm outside, I'm call my wife. Give me a blade. Give me something. And I'm keeping an eye on it. And it knows that I know who he is. See, I know he knows that I know. And because he knows that I know that I know, I have to keep an eye on him. So my wife came out, gave me a knife. I got the knife. He was gone. Oh, man. Lord, where did he go? And I saw his tail. And I waited. And I focused. My desire was to perform the execution. And he stuck his head out to look. Yahoo! Another one bites the dust. I executed the judgment of the Lord. Why? I've been called to battle, and my purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. That's one less piece of garbage that can carry a demon. Then the demon goes to the pit, because I'm a terminator. And I'll be back for more. Hallelujah. Don't have fellowship with it. Expose it. Don't lose focus. He'll get away on you. Don't lose focus. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Verse 12. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. So what does he say? He says, come on, man, wake up. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep. You who do not execute judgments, you're asleep. Oh, you go to Bible studies. You go to worship services. You do the hallelujah dance. But you don't execute judgments. You're asleep. Awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead. And Christ will give you light. Expose. Titus 1. verse 10. Titus chapter 1, verse 10. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who pervert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore what? Rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the what? Truth. Who turn from the truth. Rebuke them sharply. When there's things that are going on in the house of truth, we do our best not to rebuke a person openly. But I will rebuke them privately. And it's nothing personal. It's just not things, certain things that people do aren't right. And if they're not willing to make the change, I will rebuke them openly. I have warned many people. I've had people come to this fellowship who've been warned about certain things, and they still continue to do it. And I've said, don't come back. I have people that have come through this ministry and gone out and then trying to pick up other people for their own gain. And I've told them not to come back. This is not a house of thieves or a den of thieves. We're to be righteous before God and honest. Honest. People have their own motives. Executing judgment is a rebuke. And again, it could be a reward. It could be a correction. He said, rebuke them sharply. Sharply. I don't go sharply at first. I usually talk to people. Warn them. If I have to go sharply, then I will. And if they're not willing to submit to that, then get out. Why? Because my first concern is the individual. Then my second concern is the rest of the flock. And if they're going to be a cancer in here, I'm going to expose them. Because I'm accountable to him. And you're accountable to him. So when you see things that are not right, you should be exposing it. You should be rebuking it. You should be protecting your brothers and sisters in the flock that God has put you in. You should be praying for one another and lifting each other up. Instead of being in competition with one another. You should be executing the judgments of God and kicking butt on the powers of darkness that are causing division and strife. Instead of blaming everybody else for your garbage. Amen? Hallelujah. Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. Verse 31. Is everybody there? Proverbs 15, verse 31. It says, the ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the what? Wise. In other words, they're willing to receive the correction. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul. But he who heeds rebukes gets understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Amen? It's humility. So a person that gets rebuked, who hears and makes the adjustment, God looks at him as wise. And it brings a humbling. Listen, when you're rebuked, don't blame everybody else for your rebuke. That's we who brought it on ourselves. 1 Timothy chapter 5. So we're actually getting rebuked by not executing judgments. Does everybody got it? First Timothy chapter 5. Verse 19. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19. Do not receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses. Those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may what? That they might fear. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in their people's sins. Keep yourself pure. Listen, the only way you're going to keep yourself pure is to execute judgments. Come out. There's a sway of the enemy. Be careful not to come in agreement with the voice of the enemy. Be careful who you rebuke, because if you're still doing the wrong thing and rebuke someone else, you can expect something to happen to you. Romans 2. Executing judgments. Romans chapter 2. Start at verse 1. Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the what? Same things. The same things. Does everybody got it? In other words, he's saying, listen, you're going to condemn yourself because you're judging something, someone else, when you're practicing the same thing. But we know that the judgment of God is what? According to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to what? Repentance. But in accordance with your hardness and impotent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath, revelation of the righteous judgment of God. See, God will bring judgment before he releases wrath. Do you understand that? So there's that correction, there's that rebuke, there's that conviction, so that we come under the judgment of God and escape of the wrath of God. Who will render to each one according to his deeds, verse 7. Eternal life to those who by patience continue in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, and every soul of a man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. Amen? None. None. See, again, we fall into stuff because we're not executing judgment. Revelation 3. Verse 19. The Lord says, as many as I love, I what? I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous in what? Repent. Okay, now please understand that the motive behind God's rebuke towards us is love. It's love. His rebuke towards us, correction, chastening, is love. Now, even in God's love, because I love him, I'm going to cut off a serpent's head because I hate evil. Again, it goes back to, if I love him, I hate evil. So everybody got it? If I don't love him, I will compromise evil. See, as much as you love him is as much as you hate evil. Hate evil. Praise God. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. And to him who overcomes, are you going to overcome without executing judgments? No. And to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Didn't Jesus execute judgments when he was tempted by the devil? Amen. He told him, you should only worship the Lord your God. He was executing judgments. By not executing judgments, people go astray. Jeremiah 7. Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah 7. Verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will what? Cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you what? Thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you what? Thoroughly what? Execute judgment between a man and his neighbor. If you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to hurt you, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, forever and ever. If you will execute judgments. Everybody okay? You got it? No more wimping. It's time to get bold. Execute those judgments that you may go forward. Again, if you're going backwards, you're not executing judgments. You're waiting on God, and God has given you it all already. He's given it to you. Is everybody all right? You got this now. You need to get bold. Start kicking butt. Remember, we're not fighting one another. We're fighting demonic forces. If there's not unity, if there's bitterness and not, if there's unforgiveness, that means a demon has you. But you don't know my circumstance. No, you just don't see the demon. It's not about a circumstance. There's a devil in the house. Man, my wife and I know it. We can sense tension sometimes. And we'll look at each other and go, devil in the house. And we start executing, calling fire down upon every power of darkness, binding everything we got to do, and commanded to leave the house. And I'm telling you, when you usually do that, snakes manifest outside. Then I got to go finish. Because I told him, I'll be back. Executing the judgments. This is honor to the saints. Come on, lift your hands to heaven. Father, we thank you for this honor. I pray boldness into your people tonight, Lord. Boldness to every single one of us. Lord, eyes to see that we may discern by the fruits of those spirits. that we may execute the written judgment that you have granted us through our inheritance of power, authority, and dominion. Let this seed, Father, be deep rooted in them, that they will rise up against evil. I pray hatred for evil in each and every one of them, and greater love for you. Greater love, Lord. Give us all greater love for you, that our motive will be pure love, because perfect love casts out all fear. Let us execute judgment on the spirits of fear and doubt and unbelief, religion, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Sicknesses and diseases. Let us execute judgments according to your word and your will, that Jesus the Christ will be glorified in every executed judgment granted to us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.